The whole situation sounds fishy.
Was your problem drugs or alcohol?
I don't have any of those.
Why were you living in a sober living facility?
That was the only place available I could find.
And the judge smells trouble.
We just offer a safe place where there's no drugs, there's no alcohol, there's no drama.
My nose always tells me follow the money. If you follow the money, you're going to get to the scam.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Mike Madoni is suing his ex-landlord, Jan White, and his ex-housemate, Andy Deffenbold, for a wrongful eviction, moving costs, and an assault.
Order. All rise. It's case number 411 on the calendar in the matter of Madoni versus White Deffenbaugh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Price has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Madoni, you moved into Ms. White's sober living facility.
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you do that?
June 2017.
Where had you been before that?
I was living in L.A.
Was it also a sober living facility?
No, it was a friend.
How long were you living with a friend?
About a year.
Was your problem drugs or alcohol?
I don't have any of those.
Well, why were you living in a sober living facility?
I liked Long Beach, so I wanted to move over there. That was the only place available at the time I could find.
Okay, so let me understand this, Mr. Madoni. You neither have a problem with drugs nor alcohol.
No, Your Honor.
And you elected to go to live in a sober living facility where you know people have problems with drugs and alcohol and are recovering from those problems and want a safer environment. And many of those places are subsidized by some sort of government subsidy. Is your place subsidized?
No.
Is it licensed as a sober living facility?
Yes.
And it's licensed by the state of California?
Yes.
How many rooms do you have that are rented to residents who are interested in a sober living facility?
There's a total of 8 apartments, and in each apartment there's 2 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Just for my own information, is everyone else who lives in this facility there because of a former problem with drugs and alcohol?
No, it's a sober transitional living, and so we offer a sober transitional place for people to come.
Well, a sober transitional place presupposes that you once had a problem and you're transitioning into a different problem. He had no problem. He just liked the area.
Right.
I'm just not following.
Everybody likes Long Beach.
I know everybody likes Long Beach.
May I interject? Yeah.
Yes.
I also do not have a drug or alcohol problem. I chose to move into the sober living situation because I am transitioning from one state to the other and I couldn't afford high rent. And the situation offered a cheaper, affordable living.
I'm trying to figure out how.
How we were able to move in?
No. How it offers in a high rent district a cheaper rent if it's not somehow subsidized.
In each bedroom, there's 2 to 3 beds.
You're not following my question.
Okay, what is it? I didn't understand, I'm sorry.
People move from one place to another. That means they're in transition. But a sober living facility, which is what you say you run.
Right.
A sober living is something entirely different. And I'm trying to figure it out. While the only 2 residents that I have here before me, neither one of them had a drug or an alcohol problem that they were transitioning from. He was transitioning from one place to another and he wanted a cheaper rent. This one was transitioning from one state to another and he liked the more affordable rent. And I'm trying to figure out why you, unless what you're doing is you are putting people in 2 and 3 people in one bedroom, so that in that regard, you couldn't do that otherwise, because people wouldn't accept that otherwise. And there has to be, my nose always tells me, follow the money. If you follow the money, you're going to get to the scam. I am, Ms. White, trying to figure out what it is.
We just offer a safe place for people to come where there's no drugs, there's no alcohol, there's no drama. I mean, and I have...
Well, why can't you offer that to people?
Oh, they're more than welcome. I have students that have come that have graduated from Long Beach City College. I have students that have graduated from the university, and they graduate and then they move on.
Then why do you call it a sober living facility?
Because nobody there's doing drugs or drinking alcohol.
Because we would prefer to keep the place clean and sober.
I didn't ask you anything.
I apologize, ma'am.
There's a lot of the drugs and the alcohol and in the city, around us everywhere, and a lot of people come from.
Do you have a license? Do you have a license?
Do I have a license?
A license to have this kind of a dwelling, where you have two and three people in a room. Do you have a license?
No, I'm not the owner.
Who are you?
I'm the manager.
Do you need a license to run the kind of facility that you're running?
No. And the city of Long Beach knows that we have it.
Don't tell me what the city of Long Beach knows. First of all, the city of Long Beach doesn't have a brain. They don't operate with a brain. City of Long Beach is a city.
It's
a city. City is operated by people. Sometimes they have brains and sometimes they don't.
Yes.
But the city of Long Beach doesn't have an independent thinking facility. Now, Mr. Madani.
Yes, Your Honor.
It is your claim, sir, that you were illegally evicted from this sober living facility, and you want moving costs and wrongful eviction.
Yes, Your Honor.
And then you're suing him because you say he assaulted you.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. You moved in June 2017. When did you move out?
January 3rd of 18.
So you lived there for 6 months?
Correct.
Were you happy there?
I was looking for another place, which I didn't find, but I had to be there until I find a
place. Did you pay rent by the month?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you have a lease?
No.
So it was 30 days?
Month by month, right.
Month by month. And when did she tell you she wanted you out?
In the morning of January the 3rd.
And when did you move out?
Around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. The same day.
Same day. Had you paid January's rent?
No. I paid usually by the 3rd of the month.
When you pay usually, had you paid on January 1st?
No.
So she told you she wanted you out?
Yes.
Okay. Did she tell you why she wanted you out?
We had disputes, Your Honor.
You had disputes prior to January 3rd?
Yes, Your Honor.
What kind of disputes, Mr. Madani?
Your Honor, when I moved in there, at the first I didn't know that they have roaches and rats.
So why didn't you move out? Why did you live there for 6 months?
As I said, I was trying to find another place.
How old are you?
67, Your Honor.
And you receive Social Security?
I'm on retirement.
You're on retirement from whom?
Social Security.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
How much do you receive from Social Security?
About $930.
Is that your only source of income?
Yes, Your Honor.
What kind of work did you do?
Last time I worked for the USC.
When was the last time you worked?
2008.
Well, between 2008, that's 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you were 57, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
And if that was the last time you worked, how did you support yourself for the last 10 years?
I was living with my mother. She has Alzheimer's, and she was living with me, so I was taking care of her. I was living at her place, and I didn't pay rent, so I was taking care of her.
How did you support yourself for 10 years?
I didn't pay rent, but I paid some from them, the family members.
You were paid by family members?
Yeah.
To take care of your mother?
Yes. Enough to survive, to take care of her, yeah.
Did your mother pass away?
No, she's still alive. She's 91.
Who takes care of her now?
My sister.
What was the next place you lived at, sir, after you moved out of their place on the 3rd?
I moved to L.A., Los Angeles.
With whom?
I'm living with some friends. But I pay my
rent. You pay rent?
Yes.
And when did you move in with them?
January.
Right after you left?
Yes.
So what do you want from her? You weren't getting along. You said there were rats, there were roaches. Now you're living with a friend in Los...
I'm sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're suing for moving costs and wrongful eviction. And it sounds to me as if you're staying with friends where you share an apartment and you pay rent that doesn't have bugs and roaches. Yeah. So I want to know why you're here.
And later today,
if you can prove to me that your car was covered with insurance, maybe I'll listen to you. If you waste my time because the car wasn't covered, if you waste my time, it's not going to be good for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Mike Madani claims ex-landlord Jan White wrongfully evicted him. He also says ex-housemate Andy Defenbow assaulted him. Jan is countersuing for damaged property and harassment.
All right. Now you're living with a friend in Los Angeles, with friends, where you're paying a portion of the rent.
Correct.
I assume there aren't rats and roaches.
No rats and no
roaches. Good. So what are you complaining about? Why are you a plaintiff?
Your Honor, I was there when I was living at Jan's apartment building. It was discrimination and was elderly abuse.
Listen to me, then move. Then move. What you're suing for is you're suing for moving costs and wrongful eviction. And it sounds to me as if you moved from her house where you said you weren't getting along with people. Now you tell me there's all kinds of abuse and everything else in addition to rats and roaches. And now you moved to L.A. and you're staying with friends where you share an apartment and you pay rent that doesn't have bugs and roaches. Yeah. So I want to know why you're here.
Your Honor. While I was living there that 6 months, Andy, on December, attacked me.
I'm not talking about him. We'll get to his part of the lawsuit in a minute. I'm talking about her.
She's responsible because she's not the manager.
She's not responsible. If somebody attacks you, she's not responsible.
She's responsible because we all live over there.
Listen to me. I just told you something. Don't contradict me. She's not responsible if somebody commits a criminal act on you. Allegedly. You moved into a sober living facility that wasn't for people who were transitioning from an unsober life to sobriety. You moved there to save money.
Correct.
And you moved someplace else in Los Angeles with your friends to save money. And now you collect your Social Security and you don't do anything else. You're not going to get a windfall from her. You moved from a place that you said was terrible into a place that's nice. And you didn't pay January's rent on time. So I can't even return your rent to you.
Your Honor.
So your case is dismissed. We're done. Now, we're against her. You can sit down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Now we're going to get to Mr. Deffenbaugh. On what date did he assault you?
December 14th.
I'd like to see the police report.
I didn't call the police on him.
Just a minute. Somebody assaults you and you didn't call the police? Why?
Because he came and he begged me not to call the police and not telling Jan because he assumed that he's going to tell Jan and Jan is going to kick him out. So I didn't tell Jan, I didn't call the police.
So you didn't complain to anybody and you remained living there?
Yeah, a friend was over there witnessing that.
Now I'd like to, don't tell me what a friend witnessed. Now I'd like to see the medical report of the assault.
My teeth was broken, Your Honor, and this is the dental.
Shh, 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 shh. This is from February.
Yeah, I went recently. I was making the appointment with them.
Would you give this back then?
I didn't have money to pay for the fix my broken teeth. So I went to them and asked them how much does it cost if they want to replace it.
I'm not interested, sir. You have 30 seconds to tell me about this assault. This is not your brass ring day.
Your Honor, I was in the kitchen cooking. He came and attacked me. He choked me and I fell down and hurt my elbow. This was for 2 weeks, like it was a big break, and then
It was broken.
Broken and then
just a second, your elbow was broken, right?
Yeah, damaged and injured. And also my teeth was broken. So that's the major thing happens when he attacked me.
I don't even know what he's talking about. Me and him had problems since we moved in. He was making gestures and things, calling me gay, making fun of me because of my way I talk. He would wake me up early mornings and then he would keep the kitchen stove on at night. And
he
would ask him the kitchen stove on to heat the apartment. And
just a second. Don't they provide heat?
Well, he never did tell the landlord the heater was work. And I assumed he had did because I'm never home. And I had told him at night to not do this. And I had finally got fed up with this and went to Jan about it and let her know about it. And she was freaking out about it because...
Don't tell me what she was freaking out about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Was the car covered on July 28th?
My insurance had lapsed.
All right. And you called and got insurance on the day that you hit a car, which is why your insurance company denied coverage.
Your Honor,
what
we gave her...
What a slicko.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Mike Madoni claims ex-landlord Jan White wrongfully evicted him. He also says ex-housemate Andy Deffenbaugh assaulted him. Jan is countersuing for damaged property and harassment.
All right, sir, I want to know what happened in the kitchen on December 14th.
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't think so either. Case is dismissed. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I was attacked. I was injured.
Facts are that I would never touch the guy.
I was telling her what's happened.
I love Judge Judy. I love Judge Judy.
He was fighting with everybody. Nobody likes him.
I was scared for my safety. I was scared that I was going to die in the middle of the night from carbon dioxide poisoning.
But I'm happy now I'm out of there.
I really wish him the best and a happy life.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Billingsley versus Burns, step forward.
Precious Billingsley is suing motorist Ayanta Burns for backing into her parked car.
Miss Billingsley, it is your claim that Miss Burns backed into your parked car?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your car was parked. On what date was it hit?
August 1st, 2017.
Do you live on that street?
No, I was at work.
So you were parked for work?
Yes, I'm a caseworker for Children's Services. I had a new case for abuse. I didn't want to park on the main street. It's a busy street, and I didn't feel safe getting out of my car. So I parked on a side street.
And when you came back to your car, you found a note on your car.
Yes, I did.
And you saw damage to your car.
Yes. So I got... Oh, sorry.
Do you have the note with you?
Yes, I have the note.
I'd like to see
Not the
note.
Actual note, but I took a picture today
I'd like
of the
to
note.
See it. This isn't the whole note.
That's the whole note.
Well, why didn't you bring the note?
I lost the note, but that's what the note said. It was in my windshield. It said that her name and number.
You see, the only problem with not having the note is this says my name is Ineta, and then it says live across the street, backed out into you, knocked on door, no answer. My phone number is, and that's what you wrote.
Yes. It is. I left the note on her car. Yes, I did.
May I see a picture of the car?
Yes.
While you're there, Bert, get an estimate for its repair.
Sorry. That's from her insurance company.
Why didn't they pay for it?
When I called her, when I got in the car, I called her and let her know that I had the note. She gave me her information, her address, make and model of her car, told me what happened, and told me she had insurance. So to cover all my bases, I called the police. I called her insurance company and called my supervisor. I made a claim. The next day, the claim adjuster called me, and she was very rude. She tried to figure out if me and the defendant was in...
Don't tell me what the insurance adjuster said. Did they pay your claim?
No, they didn't, because she asked me to send her our call log because she claimed the defendant had got insurance 15 minutes within writing the note or me calling in. So she believed she called and got insurance and after she hit my car.
Oh, so she bound the car for insurance after she hit your car.
Yes, and they believe we were in cahoots.
That was slick.
I didn't hit her car.
Well, I know that's what you say. That's not the truth.
It is the truth.
No, that's not the truth. And I want to tell you that I looked at this note and I said, you know, it could have said here, could have said, my name is, I live across the street, someone backed out into you. But then I looked at the rest of the note, which you said you wrote. And there is no way that you wrote anything else here because you used the word is and you brought it back on this margin. So you left her a note and you said, I backed into your car because probably there are people there who saw you do it. So you said, I better leave her a note. And you left a note. And I don't want you to waste my time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, if you can prove to me that on July 28th, your car was covered with insurance, then maybe I'll listen to you. You can do that by getting a fax. If you waste my time, because the car wasn't covered until August 1st, if you waste my time, it's not going to be good for you. Do you understand?
I understand.
Great. Was the car covered on July 28th?
My insurance.
Was your car?
My insurance had lapsed.
All right. So the answer is your car wasn't covered on July 28th. and you called and got insurance on the day that you hit her car, which is why your insurance company denied coverage.
Your Honor,
what
we
a
gave
slicko.
Her. Your Honor, we
just a
they,
second.
I'm sorry.
Does it sound like you're losing?
No, sorry.
Great. So let's keep it down. $1,210 is what you're suing for. $1,210 is what you got. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Someone else hit her car.
I couldn't believe she said that. I mean, I thought she was an honest person when she left the note.
Being a good neighbor.
But then after talking to the insurance, I knew she wasn't so honest.
I'm happy she gonna get her car fixed, but
I was angry.
It wasn't me.
Thank you, Judge Judy. We love you.